Thank you for calling customer service. This is Trey. How can I help you?
Good evening. Is this Inspired Body Gadget?
Excuse me?
Yeah, I bought some items online. Inspired Body Gadget. Is it there I'm calling?
Can I have your zip code? It's hard to understand you. Can you speak clearer?
My zip code?
Yes.
78759.
Your first and last name.
I said 78759.
Your first and last name.
599, right?
Your first name and last name, sir.
First name is Jasper, last name is Phone.
Can you verify your address for security reasons?
11411 Research Boulevard.
All right, thank you, sir. So I have your account pulled up. Now I'm showing back on January the 4th, you ordered that MUB smartwatch, paid $697 to have it shipped. You ordered the MUB AirBuds for $597. In the terms and conditions, it stated those were a 14-day trial period, and you were supposed to call and cancel within that 14 days to avoid being billed the full cost of the earbuds and the watch. Now, that one-time charge of $109.97 and $99.97, those are one-time charges for the full cost of your prior receiving trial.
Why did they not tell me? They didn't tell me this.
It was in the terms and conditions.
I didn't see any figure like $109 or any $99. I didn't see any figure like that.
It was in the terms and conditions, sir.
So can I have a full address of your establishment?
Sir, so I'm showing that you've already called and been explained what happened with your account today.
Because I'm not satisfied, I don't want to follow up of it because I don't know why they took information from me.
You've already been explained why. It's like I have a note right here on your account that says you've called in to see why you were charged. You were told after the 14 days you would be charged the full amount. That's why you were charged. You didn't cancel within that 14 days.
Was it a promotional sales or it's like something that they gave me to try and I don't understand. Hello, sir.
I'm still here, sir. It's simple. You didn't call and cancel. It was stated in the terms and conditions. Call and cancel within your 14-day trial period. You did not call and cancel within your 14-day trial period. Therefore, you will bill the full cost of the products you received in trial.
No. The what I saw and gave my information was it popped up as a promotion through the Bank of America. And when I called Bank of America, did they do any promotion? They said no. Okay. That's when I was asking them, did they do any promotion? Because it came through the Bank of America, and that's my bank. So in the first understanding, I thought maybe it was something, you know, genuine, like through the bank for the customers. So that's where I came to the shop. I bought what I bought, and they told me it was a promotional price. $5 something and $6 something I bought, and I paid the $12, and they told me what I saw was the shipping is free. And after some few days, I was able to receive what I bought and paid the $12 something. Why is $109 and the $99 kept and deducted from my account without my consent? I didn't sign for that amount. Even if that was the total amount of those products, there was no indication. I didn't see any figure like, oh, if you don't do this, this is what you are going to pay at the end of 14 days trial period. I didn't see that condition. Except it was hidden from me for services. I didn't see it.
Sir, I'm still on the line. I'm just listening right now. I explained to you why you were charged, what's going on with your account. So what would you like me to do, sir?
So, like, I didn't sign for that amount of money to be deducted from my account. And I've called the bank. I didn't sign for it. I know I bought some two items for $12. They told me that was the total amount. It's a promotional price through the Bank of America. That's the app that gave me the promotion. And when I called Bank of America, did you do any promotion? In like 2 weeks behind, they said they didn't do any promotion. I said, but I saw a promotion. I came through the Bank of America, and that's why I put my information there. So why did it come to me through Bank of America?
I don't know, sir.
So that's what I'm asking for. I might not be having the full strength to fight it because I won't let it go. I can't leave money, deducted from my account just like this. I didn't sign. If I saw any figure like $109, I would not have bought it. If I saw a $99, I would not have bought it. This is my last money in my account. It has been deducted. I didn't sign for it.
Okay, sir. So, okay, I'll tell you what I can do. I can offer you a 35% refund on those charges.
So let me just, I understand what you are saying, but so, is it fair? Is it fair? Like, because if I do business with you, okay, I say, now you are paying this money. You say it is promotion, and you tell me shipping is free, and you put a total of $12, and I give my information, you cut the $12. I didn't see any condition like after this
Sir,
number
would
I
you
paid.
like the 35% refund, sir?
So can you give me 50% refund and let me just talk about it?
I'm sorry, sir. What did you say?
Can you give me 50% refund and let me just close the eyes about it?
Okay, I'll go ahead and offer you a 50% refund. That would be $54.99.
54.99 for the two purchases.
One purchase is $54.99. The 109.97, that's a $54.99 refund.
Yeah, sure, you want. Just four people that did this.
There will be $49.99 on the $99 charge. All right, so I have your account refunded 50%. One of them is $49.99. One of them are is the other one is the first one I said. Is there anything else I can help you with, sir?
So, when let me see, did you send me a mail or refunded me? Yeah, so I received a mail. It's gonna go back to my account.
Yes, sir.
So like is when is it when am I going to see my account?
Within 3 to 5 business days.
Oh my God. Okay.
All right, sir. Thank
Have
you
a
for
great
calling
day.
customer support.
Yes.